like, bro, this is the second time. Like, it smells so bad. I looked around for shit two times. Like,
what kind of dog is it?
He like a, I'm pretty sure he like a rat terrier.
18 years. That's like last days for a dog, ain't it?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, some of it about 20. He still move around pretty good. I mean, he pretty blind and pretty deaf, but.
Him and the cat don't be going at it?
Nah, I got him separated.
What happened if he didn't know?
Oh, she done papped him up. She done gave him hands the first time when he first came in here. She gave him. And his blind ass like, what the fuck? Who hit me?
Yeah, I was thinking about getting me a dog, but like, I'd be watching my sister dog for sometimes like 5 days, and I'd be like, nah, I'm ready for this little man to go. Pretty much told me I can't have no dog.
Tell me, man, cats, where is that, man?
Yeah, just I've had a right dog and a cat.
Just the right amount of attention, just the right amount of love, and the perfect amount of freedom. Especially for you, because you're a single man. Same thing for me. Like, I don't have a team to help me take care of a dog. And a dog need a team, damn near.
Yeah, for real, though.
My cat? I can leave my cat 3-4 days if I got to.
I mean, I'll be watching my sister dog. I'll be waking up in the morning. Like, even if I wake up a little late, I'm like, damn, I got to go walk him. I got to feed him. I'm trying to get myself together and everything.
Yep. It's like one more on the team, man. I'm telling you.
Cat, it'll just leave a little extra litter, some food and some extra water. 3-4 days, you good. Go out of town, come back, no problem.
Hey, Larry, tell me about this catnip. I remember one time you said when you give a cat some catnip, it's basically like almost giving a cat some weed.
Yeah, I've seen them. Like, my cat not very responsive to it, but it's a few that, like, it's a percentage of them that aren't, but
it just make them drowsy.
Nah, they just be freaking out like they on X, dog. They be like they on ecstasy, bro. They just be like a euphoric type thing to the ones that's real receptive to it. Yeah, mine don't really care that much, but I've seen it, dog. You could like sprinkle it on the carpet, them just be rolling in it, and just it's like they on E. It's like they just tweaking on E, bro. Yeah, but my cat, she don't care nothing about no catnip. And the other thing, like,
we got a black cat, so it might be why.
No, like Ma was saying, like the extra litter, the extra water and food. But see, all my cat stuff is automatic. So her water is on a, like, it's on a fountain. So all I gotta do is make sure that's filled up. That lasts at least, if I fill it up, it'll last at least 10 days.
Damn, so cats.
She has an automatic feeder. So that feeder lasts, when you fill it all the way to the top, that's like 3 weeks.
So it's like a sensor, when it get low, it refill?
No, I mean, it'll run out. But I mean, I could see it and be like, I need to put some more food in there. But if I fill it to the top, it's like 3 weeks. The water got a sensor, though. It'll show you like a red light because it's got a light in there. When the light turns red, I mean, it ain't enough water. You got to go refill the water. And I got an automatic litter thing, too. So we just be kicking it. The food, the water, and the litter. Now the litter, the automatic litter thing, I get rid of because she play with too much. And I'll be like, yo, she this shit like annoying. But if I was going out of town, then I'll use that again. Y'all boys ready to get rolling? I don't.
Yeah, what a pre-show. We talking about dogs and cats.
I know, right?
Football need to start.
I don't even know if I can use this shit.
Yeah, they're gonna be like,
I don't even know if we can use this pre-show shit, like, man. I don't know. Not this week. Y'all heard the whole verse? They say the best verse ever.
Why was that saying that though?
It's just
a solid verse.
That's it. It's a verse that Hov, that you should expect that from Hov.
That there you go.
He's older than the other two guys on the music. You know, they three different rappers for one. You know what I'm saying? Wayne is the metaphor rapper.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ross gonna talk about boss stuff and, you know, how he getting money. Jay-Z telling y'all how he helped other people get become billionaires. Yeah. He's been rapping since the 80s. He should have a whole lot to rap about.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I thought it was good. I thought it was good work by Hov, but...
Y'all listen to that album or just that song?
Man, that Jada, the Jada song on that album, that the one with him, who's singing I forgot who's singing the hook, but to me, that's the best one on that.
As you heard the whole album?
Yeah, I listened to the whole album.
You like it?
Nah, Khaled albums get boring. Like, he'll give you one or two, and then you be like, can't listen to the whole thing.
What I did is I went to a song, I played a little bit of it. If it don't catch my ear, I skipped it. But I did like, let's see, I like the song with Lotto and the City Girls, which shocked me. Because I like Lotto, but City Girls don't really get my ears like that. But.
Oh, that's the one, the one with the girls. Yeah. I mean,
that was pretty solid. The one with Quavo and Takeoff. I think it's called Party All the Time. That one was another cool one. God did, obviously, with Ross and Jay and Wayne. What else I liked off of that? Oh, I like the one with Baby and Drake, Staying Alive.
Staying Alive. It was decent.
I like that joint. Maybe one or two more. There's a couple on there. The joints I liked, the ones that I didn't hate them. I was just like, take them or leave them.
Yeah, it does nothing.
Yeah, I didn't give a damn if I never heard
The reason why I liked the Jada one, man, is once it come on, he got his performance when he killing Dipset in Madison Square Garden on it, and I was like.
Yeah, that's right, yo.
And I'm going to tell you the crazy thing about it, and Larry, I know you could probably say the same thing. That song, when it came out, it was just, he got a song, probably dissing Ross. It's nothing major. But on that night when he performed that song, it became bigger than what it actually was.
Right, yeah. Hell yeah.
Nobody was going crazy about New York, that New York song.
Yeah, I forgot.
When Cam did his New York song, that song was better. Like, literally. But the way Jada performed it, it just blew it away, you know what I'm saying? Because Ja verse was trash. Fat Joe, who gets happy when he hear him? Nobody. Jada performed that.
Y'all got chill on my man's Joe, man. People be killing Joe. Joe got some dope albums in me.
Joe had his couple of years.
Joe all right, man. I ain't going to say he bad. He does have some good stuff here and there, man, but not my thing. It's cool.
What
the JID album heavy.
Somebody I heard that one fire.
Just told me about that today. Literally.
I definitely want to check that one out. I remember when I heard JID's first album, I was like, all right, I like dude. Like he got a little something here.
Where he from?
He's from Atlanta.
You can
kind of hear like you could hear that he plays real close attention to Outkast and Dungeon Family.
Yeah, he definitely would have fit that era. Yeah, absolutely. He would have fit right in with Dungeon Fam. Another album I was checking out recently. Joey Badass.
Oh yeah, Joey. Oh man, I love it.
Yeah, it was a dope album.
I love it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I think it's called 2000.
Yes, 2000. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a dope project.
Joey always been one of my favorite, man. You know, the younger ones, man. And
yeah.
He's still young as hell. He can slide.
I do 27. Yeah, but it's like, damn, it feel like he been rapping since he was 12. He one of them guys like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I thought Joey would have had at least been like 34 just because he's been around for a good little minute now. But, that album was dope. I like the I'm a big Larry June fan though. June dropped one.
Yeah. I checked it out.
Spaceships on the Blade. Yeah. His June talked that like that economic growth, that health as well. You know, he keep it player here and there. Like, you know, he do a little bit of that player talk. He from Frisco, so you know that Bay talk will come out.
Yeah.
But the beat selection and like the vibes, like
He be vibing, man.
It's the perfect just like vibe music. Like, dog, like, I'm just gonna cool out and you hear somebody like this dude really a rap, like, hopped up on my bike, did 4 miles, then I drank a smoothie. It's like, yo, that's crazy. Like, to hear a rapper say that shit, but he make it sound so cool. So you be like, yeah, that is cool. I should just go get on a bike, ride a couple miles, come back and drink me a little veggie smoothie, man. What y'all, y'all got like a pregame, like for the Canes, get ready to kick off? Y'all got like a playlist or like something to get you kind of like in that head
in the
space?
In the air. I play in the air about 50 in the times. Air.
That's you got to play that, man.
About 50 times, man. Especially like if it's a away game and I'm in my car, I'm finna go to a sports bar or something, I play that song all day till I get there.
Them drums crazy when they drop, right?
Oh, man. It just sounds like it's Miami Vice or something like
that. Yeah,
it do. That sound like Miami Vice. Yeah, that's a good comparison.
You can almost smell the cocaine.
Oh, man, that thing be. And they play it in the stadium, too. Like,
right.
When the players doing pregame, that thing come on, you just see, like, the players, they hype. When they are paying attention and the people in the stands, they hype. And I'm like, whoa.
I was going to ask, you think the Miami players, because they so young, you think they, like, know the significance of that song with Miami?
I don't think they know the significance. I think they know the impact when it comes on. It's a difference. They don't know who that is. You know what I'm saying? They just know the song. They hear it. They know that they bang it once it was played in the stadium. But they just, you know, yeah, they too young. They don't know about the song like that.
I don't know. I wonder, cause it's like it's a part of Hurricanes football. So I don't know. And that's such a classic song.
I mean, well, like, okay, so the only time they really hear it, I'm sure, is at the stadium.
Right.
Practice. Well, this year, they're not playing no music at practice. So I'm pretty sure I haven't heard it in the past.
I'm so glad they're not doing that, man. I used to hate that.
I had no problem with it, but the one problem I had with it was, I guess, you know, once players start paying attention more to the music.
That's what I'm saying. So distracting, we're not winning.
Exactly what they're doing in practice. Because now you'll see a player after he's doing the drill. Yeah, you know, a little music come on, you get hyped for a little second. But every time you do the drill, you're getting hyped. And you bopping your head to the music. Like, yeah, you're not paying attention to what the coach just said.
Yeah, I'm not playing no music at practice unless my team winning.
I'm trying to think. I think one of my favorite joints, like pre-Miami game, kickoff time or whatever, I think for me is probably The Mob by Lil Wayne. And I just love the energy of that song. Like, it's no hook. And Wayne just, like, barring you up.
And that bass line, he barring you up the whole song. That bass line, man.
It's just, I think the way it starts was like Cash Money, Young Money, motherfucker, the other side. Like, I just gives me like a, like, I just get a certain energy, like, yeah, I don't care about nothing going over there. This is what we doing.
I used to listen to that song when I first used to get up to go to work, because it used to just get me on point, man.
Yeah.
There's something about that song.
Mob, and then you just ended the mob. Like, dog.
I'm going to have to listen to that tonight before I go to bed.
Right?
Yeah. That mob song.
It might keep you up, dog. Might
that mob so hard. Yeah, I might listen. Might go back and start listening to the old Wayne after that song.
I got two songs I normally listen to. I remember when we beat Notre Dame, I was on my way, and I was in Atlanta. I was on my way to the to U-Bar. It was that Fold My Flag, that Trick Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
And that Born and Raised on the Khaled.
Okay.
Those two get me hyped.
And I'm from D.
Yeah.
And that's a crazy thing, 'cause see, I ain't. And that's why I was telling one of my coworkers that he's a Florida State fan, but he's from Tallahassee. And I said, dog, Miami's brand is bigger. He was like, how you figure that? I said, because I'm from Savannah, Georgia. And I've only ever been a Canes fan. How did that happen? Because the brand was big when I was coming up.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, yeah, that was the 80s. I was like, yeah, but imagine my influence on young kids. Like, I don't have any kids, but if I had kids, guess what? They'll be Canes fan. Even though we could be from Georgia. I would pass that down to my kids because the brand anywhere, was just that big.
If you go anywhere around America, this country, I can guarantee you it's more Hurricane stuff going around than any other brand outside. And that's including Notre Dame. And Notre Dame is the biggest.
I was saying Notre Dame tough now. That's a tough water for me.
I won't say, okay, I'll take Notre Dame.
Yeah, beating Notre Dame is damn near impossible.
Yeah, I take Notre Dame. But I'm just saying, like, you can go anywhere around the nation and it's hurricane stuff there. It's people who live, who hurricane fans.
Yeah. Well, it's because, again, like I tell them, like, you have to understand hurricanes graduates, first off, it's a smaller school.
Right. And not that much alumni every year.
Yeah, they get out and they go somewhere else. You know, a lot of these Tallahassee people born, bred, stayed there, you know, never left. It's a different thing altogether.
I think even worldwide, because a lot of those students go work overseas and stuff.
Yeah, international brand overseas. Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
That's
what
make it so big, man.
I think those 30s helped to like rejuvenate it too as well.
Absolutely, I see it even more around like the city of Savannah than I used to see it after that 30 for 30 came out. Like I saw more you like use on front plates or around the little tag trims or whatever. Yeah, that popped up way more around that. Mark Rick helped boost that as well down here. You didn't see it as much. Shit, let's get into the store a little bit.
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees, your Miami Hurricanes football podcast. Coming to you directly from the barbershop. Is it an actual physical barbershop? Nah, but it feels like it. We might set that up one day, though. Things go right, man. We're going to legit have. I ain't got no hair, but I do get my beard trim. X got locks and shit, so he don't really know he'll cut. Meezy, I'm assuming, still go to the barbershop. And Maul do too, so we might eventually, man. They don't be cutting Brian in that shop when he do his fucking show.
Now them boys having art class.
Yeah, bullshit, man. Anyway, don't hit my people. That shit just got me thinking for some reason. Hit my people as usual, man. My main man, Turnpike Music. Please, we ask.
Please say the Turnpike,
if you don't mind. Yeah.
If you don't mind, but what's up, world, man? 26 degrees, man. Football is here. It's in the air, man. We got kickoff Saturday. We're here with X, real elite media down in Dade, real field general. What's happening, X?
What's good, fellas? What's happening? Football season here, man. You can smell it, man. We would say we could almost smell it.
Man, listen.
They ain't right here, man.
Boy, look here. Starred, bald, and scarred. That's our guy, man. Got the dirt in his cleats. Out there doing what he do. First-hand perspective, man.
Crazy, man. Yesterday, I went out to Miami Central, and I was standing in the grass, and, man, they just had a pile of ants, and I didn't see it, and it was attacking me. But because it was so hot. I didn't feel it until I started walking back to the car. I was like, man, hold on, boy. Something is tearing my feet up.
Tearing my ass.
So when I took my shoe off and the sock, I'm like, oh, Lord, I got ants all on my foot. Boy, I was like, man, this is
crazy. Had to be fire ants, damn.
Yeah, fire ants.
Come on, this is Miami.
Fire ants, baby. Ants. Yeah, we got them here, too. Ain't nothing like them either, but I ain't had them bite me up since I was little. But, man.
Yeah, they got me good, but it's okay, man. I enjoyed myself out there, man. They just had a huge victory this past weekend, man. Over
Shout out to Central, man.
Shout out. Shout out, man. Got to give them boys all the credit deserve, man.
Coach Jude talking to him even before the game, he said, like, yeah, we're going to go beat them guys. And I was like, man, I kind of agree with you because I just know what type of talent y'all have in the coaching staff y'all do. Y'all put in a whole lot of work.
Good coaching staff.
A great team will beat a more talented one every day of the week. That's just what it is. I mean, IMG is superbly talented. People was like, are they overrated? I'm like, no, but you got to remember, these Central kids have been playing together, a lot of them, since Pop Warner. So they have a communication, an understanding, you know, just like when I used to go hoop, man, like I know my guy's spot. Like I know if I get him that corner shot, that's money. And until they figure that out, I'm about to hit him the next three in a row. And I'm gonna just put, I'm just let him post in that corner, bounce pass it to him. He gonna take that three. Hey, like it off the bounce. You know what I mean? So that's that just goes to show you that assembling a lot of talent won't necessarily win a lot of games. Look at what the Eagles are doing. I think they're doing a great job assembling talent, but we've seen them do this before.
They just got what's his name today?
Chauncey Gardner.
Yeah. And they got a little squad out there.
They got names, but yeah, again, these guys haven't played together. The communication got to get there. We've seen the Eagles do this before.
And it ain't hard to win that trash ass division.
That is a trash division. Y'all boys
edge, but I mean, it is what it is.
The division is trash right now.
Trash as shit. You can win that division with six wins. Hey, man. Now, real talk, sometimes you can.
6-11?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You
subject. Y'all
hating
on
the. Y'all
hating.
Nah,
and you get a bye week.
And you a Buck, right?
Bucks, man. Yeah, dog. Yeah, shout out to Tampa. Hey, we got y'all first game.
Y'all going to lose first game.
No, that was a good-ass game last year, though. Y'all took it to the wire that first game.
It's crazy. I'm going to take Tampa that
game.
We'll
see, though. Vacation. Brady taking vacations right now and all that, so we'll see how that first game goes.
I think the only reason I'm taking Tampa is I think Dallas got to retool the O-line a little bit.
They got a lot of injuries, right?
Once that O-line and but listen, anybody who pay attention to football, Cowboys, when Tyreek Smith is hurt, the Cowboys don't win. He look at the statistic. Every game
that's
they lost,
anchor.
He was not in the game.
That's y'all anchor,
he's
man.
There. We win, and I'm just like, well, if
that's old boy from USC, right?
Yeah, the left tackle.
He's an aircraft carrier, man.
Speaking of him, that's my guy. I compare him to Pancake Honcho.
Second wave Honcho.
If you look at them guys, they look similar.
I like that, Larry. Second wave, honcho. I like that.
Oh yeah, second wave. They 6'6", about 305, and it's all muscle. Got no type of body fat on him or nothing like that. And he's quick with his feet. He got long arms. And I said that. Just go look at Tyree and look at him.
Yeah.
And now people say, yeah.
I like it. Maul with us, but he in between daddy duty and all. There you go. Look at him popping in.
Taco Tuesday. Get the chicken. Duh, it's funny. The basketball player you was describing is me. The guy who cornered three. All
yeah,
this
that's
stuff.
A shot.
I was like, we done played ball. He even know it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's funny. One of my best friends, like, I remember we used to go around and, you know, we had a little five and, you know, we'd go around Savannah and play at this park and that park. And one of my best friends, man, I knew how to get him going. Like, he was always a timid baller at first. And so one way I would always get him going, I would just talk shit to him. I'm like, bro, you really going to just, like, pass that to me? That's your shot. Like, what the fuck you doing? Like, what are you doing here? Take your shot. Quit being scared. You know, cuss him out a little bit. Get in his face a little bit. And he wouldn't say nothing to me. But he would be getting more and more pissed. And when I get him good and, like, that right level of angry, now he start hooping. Like, he start taking it to that next level. So, that's what I'm saying. That's what I think you saw Central do to IMG, man. Them boys just known each other, well coached, well organized, and
they didn't back down.
Oh yeah! And shout out to Bane, man. That man had a hell of a night. The man said, "I'm a superstar. I've been a superstar. I like that. I like that talk, man."
Five star Bane.
Yeah, go ahead and call him what it is. Call him Hurricane Bane.
That's Hurricane Bane.
He likes to be called Hurricane Bane.
That's what it is.
Hey, X, real quick. Speaking on that Dallas game, we got to talk offline. We might have to put a little wager on that since you're so comfy. We can bet a bottle of Hennessy. I want the gallon though.
Oh, you want the big boy?
I want the guy. Oh, the big boy. That's Tampa Dallas, man.
I like it. All right, if X agrees, we got it documented, man. Yeah, gallon for gallon.
I'm on that.
You gotta let me look. I gotta look at that roster, man.
Here you go.
let me evaluate.
I told you once the left tackle was gone, we don't win the game, so I don't know.
All right, we'll wait till next year or something, man.
I don't know. give me to game week. Give me to game week.
All right, we'll see respect.
Well, camp is now officially over. It is officially game week. I don't know if there's a, you know, we done gave you guys several breakdowns of both sides of the ball. So there's no need to get back into that again. I don't even know if there's a lot to glean from the end of camp. We can say we did have an addition kid out of UAB. Older player, what is my man's name? Hold on, I got it. His name is Lucius Stanley. He has transferred over to UM, 6 foot, 215 pounds. He's rolling as a walk-on. I heard they're trying to get on some sort of special, you know, privileged type scholarship. He's an older guy, man. He's like 6 years in or something like that, man. This dude's been around the game for a while. I don't expect him to be, you know, come set the world on fire, man. He is from the area.
Just be serviceable, man. Help us, you know, to when our other backs come back. You know,
right, yeah.
That's it. You know, just keep the added depth, you know what I'm saying, so we don't have to work three guys so very hard, even when it's a blowout.
Yeah, he averaged five yards to carry for his career, 1,048 yards. So, like X saying, just come in, be serviceable. He's from Fort Myers, too, so he a Florida boy.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, hey, he might be able to be an extra body on special teams, so you don't have to use one of your running backs, you know? It's just a smart acquisition.
Absolutely.
What are you going to do, like a preferred walk-on?
He's a walk-on. He basically done with school, but he's walking on. He probably will take like another class or two. And, maybe sometime they could give him. I don't know what type of scholarship they'll give him because they're not going to give him a scholarship. But they might give him something where he doesn't have to just pay for everything. You know, they got grants and Pell stuff.
He's probably going to take two classes or something. Like I said, this is an elder statesman. It's not some young kid. You probably talking about I don't know his actual age. He's probably 20.
Probably like 23, 24, yeah.
Right. So, just a body to add into that room. We could use that extra, body there, obviously. And I don't know what else we're getting report on. We kind of kept Mallory in bubble wrap. Same thing for Rooster. Correct.
Mallory going to be available Saturday, I believe.
Yeah. They say pitch count more than likely.
Mostly, there's only three players who are not going to be available Saturday. That's Chaney,
Citizen,
and Rodriguez, the center.
Brian Rodriguez.
Okay. Zion is, you know, they work in Zion back. Maybe Zion might play, maybe he not.
He did a full practice the other day, correct?
Yeah, today.
Ain't no point in playing him, though. For real.
And yesterday, my bad. Yesterday.
Right.
Okay, so what, Sunday, Monday, and yesterday did the full practices.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you, Measy. I don't think he plays Bethune-Cookman. I think he'll play Southern Miss.
You know, I say give him one series just to, you know, let him know, hey, just go ahead, get him one series, then put him down.
Yeah. And that's really, like I said, everybody else is going to be available. Nothing else to really report on as far as how we came out of camp. We came out of camp fairly healthy. We just took some pretty big hits in one room. Outside of that, man, we'll be getting ready for this season early on, fairly healthy. And you honestly can't be too upset with that with the amount of physicality that this particular staff has decided to add, which I like. I think it, you know, you're going to play, you're going to hit each other when you're playing. So,
yeah,
let's, you know, let's get the body used to some contact.
Hit each other. They need to hit each other because the last 3 years our hitting was horrible. We couldn't tackle. So,
yeah, right.
They definitely emphasize tackling a lot. The one other thing
they're taking each other to the ground, X.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes, no.
All right.
It's a couple of players who don't know how to say
up on
not
tape.
Tackle.
Yeah.
They just going out there to hit you, man. But the other thing, I don't know, it's some talk going out about Jacoby George maybe being suspended for 2 games. You know, we'll see what happens probably by Thursday or Friday with that. But that's all.
Team rules type deal.
Yeah, that's all I can say. You know, people. It's cool. All over the internet, but we'll see how it goes. It's Bethune Cup, man. I mean,
yeah. The first 2 games is the games that get suspended from. And I like that instilling discipline, man. Like, you know, we under the previous regime, you had, you know, backup quarterback take time off. It's like, bruh, no. Yeah, the other one just want to leave practice and go get high. And like, bruh, no, like. Latest rumor I heard was video
coaches
games.
Used to be aware of it. I was gonna bring that up. No video games before the games in a hotel.
Yeah.
I thought about it. I'm like, dang, I ain't heard nothing about that. I ain't heard nothing like that. But I get it.
He want to focus.
Yeah, who cares?
Focus on what we finna do. And then, you know, because Mario comes from that era where Coach Jimmy Johnson was like, man, this is not a party. This is a business trip.
Right.
So you're not really doing all that on business trip. You're focused. You're trying to get the business done. After the business is done, then you go celebrate.
Yeah, you back to what you were doing, right? Yeah.
If you handle your business.
Yeah, if you handle it.
I got zero issues with that type of a policy. I think, again, he's just saying, hey, we're here to focus on the task at hand. You know, it's a big deal. Do what you got to do, and then come on back. Because, see, you can't say you want, you know, that ultimate goal, right, which would be the NFL, which is very hard to attain, and you're not ready to sacrifice anything. You can't sacrifice video games for a couple of nights, then you're not going, you know, it stands for not for long. So you won't hang in there much longer any damn way. So I don't think y'all stop me before I move forward if there's anything else we need to touch on as camp closes.
Let me see. What else can we touch on as far as, I mean, you know, outside of everything that's been reported, you got the defensive side of the ball, the defensive line specifically, it's going to probably be like a 12-man rotation. 12 to 14, man, that's basically three deep at each spot, 12 to 14-man rotation on the defensive line of the ball. Basically the only information we get about playing time. I mean, obviously we don't know, but that's the one. Everything else is no. They not saying what is what. So.
So basically, whatever Steele and Mario and them saying the pressers. That's all. That's pretty much the only info that they gonna give out.
Yeah. They're just not giving out no information. I mean, we don't normally get the depth chart to the day before anyway. So. I don't know why people are making a big fuss about it. Like, does it really matter when the coach say he's going to play 14 players? Like,
I wouldn't be surprised if they don't even drop one.
I mean, they'll drop some, but they can just it'll be ORs on there.
I'm about to say, just going to say ORs.
A whole bunch of ORs, yeah.
Yeah. So they got to because of the team they're playing and for the media. So they're going to have to drop one. But
okay, yeah, you're right.
It don't matter.
But fans shouldn't stress it either way. Just players going to play. And hot hand probably going to get rolled at every position, but probably quarterback and a few others.
Yeah.
So that's about it. Other than that, the AD came out and said, what, it's 50,000 seats sold so far?
Tickets sold, yeah.
For this weekend. First game of the season, 50,000. At Hard Rock, pretty decent. Specifically, the team you're playing, Bethune-Cookman. So, you know, he's going to be big. Bethune-Cookman's bringing their band. So that's something, you know, everybody
who likes
to sit and watch halftime, you'll definitely get to see their band. You know, yeah, that's about it, man. I mean, because Mario the last 2 weeks has kept that things real close and tight.
That's so all right.
It's, I'm media, but listen, I'm cool, man. Do your thing, Mario, man. Let everybody be surprised when y'all run out the smoke, so.
Right.
Hey, they put Jackson State and Fam playing at Hard Rock, ain't they?
The next day, they play Sunday.
Okay, right.
Yeah, yeah, I think
that game is close to Orange Blossom Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Both teams got interesting dynamics right now. Because Jackson, Mississippi got floody. So they're dealing with that. And Bam's dealing with the situation with players being eligible.
Right. Man, that's some crazy shit going on.
But them boys took it to UNC, though.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They did.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Fam, man. Nah, they yeah, I mean, for those who might be listening and a little bit unfamiliar, ultimately what happened with Fam, you know, at least with their best player who actually had a draftable grade coming into it, he had some poor advisement and was one class short, I believe, or one credit short of what he should have taken. So they suspended him for 4 games because he didn't take the required amount in order to be a full-time athlete. So, but it was under the advisement of his academic advisor. So,
I love,
you know, that goes to show you too. Well, I mean, you know, and I don't want to
have some funky shit going on.
I don't want to punch down or disparage, you know, HBCUs, but this is what happens oftentimes too. Is they just don't have the resources to properly support these things. Some of these schools will only have an academic advisor. And this person has to take care of football, basketball, volleyball, you know, which is insane. So,
and most colleges, honestly, athletic departments, even D1, is working in the negative as it is.
Right, right.
That's why that game, going to that North Carolina game, I know they took the city bus, which was a little embarrassing, to the airport. But that game was so important because, like, those two games, these lower tier schools play, like those little, that $800 they'll get total, like that takes some athletic departments a long way.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That one game was like 10% of the entire athletic budget.
Exactly, exactly. And he got about two more of them games like that, so that's about 30% right there.
Absolutely. So I'll tell you what we'll do, man. Let's like I said, we're not going to deep dive on Bethune-Cookman. So let's kind of just do – we'll treat this kind of like it's a preseason prediction type show. So we're gonna run down the schedule. But before we do that, let's get a record prediction, man. I'll start with you, Measy, before we even go through the – we're going to go through it one by one. But what's your overall record?
I'm going to say – not including the bowl game, I think I want to see 10 wins. I think 9 should be the floor.
Nah, that man said, what's the record? See, he didn't say what you think.
Get him at, he like to be non-committal.
Say what you're going to say and stand tall.
Man, I'm going to say 11 and –
three. That means 11-1 because if you only got 12 games.
Well, yeah, but I'm including
just do the 12 games. Just do the 12.
We're just doing 12. ACC game and bowl. Yeah, we're not going to include. Yeah, we're just going to do regular
don't
season.
Don't include ACC and bowl game. I'm gonna say
regular season.
I'm gonna say 10-2. I'm gonna say 10-2. But two of them losses ain't. Both of them ain't gonna be the A&M and Clemson. We're gonna knock one of them off.
Okay, I like it.
So I'm gonna say 10-2.
I like it. That's how you feel.
I'm gonna stand on that.
I like that. Stand on that. It's good energy.
Yeah, I know I don't normally give these record predictions, but I'm gonna give one this year and I'm gonna stand tall. I'm gonna say we're going 11-1.
We're going to the big dance, baby.
Yeah, no, we big boy playing right now, man. This Mario bought an elite staff, and he got some players to match what the elite staff want. You know what I'm saying? So, What they say, we was like, what, 4-3 games away from being 10-2 last year?
Yeah,
so, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? And true. Then
very close,
a couple of games from going the other way too. But now that you got a better staff, just think about right. those close games that we lost. The
differences. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So I'm standing on 11-1. I'm standing tall too.
I like it.
Yeah, because this staff, we're not losing to Virginia like we did last year. We're not losing to who else we lost to? What stupid game we lost to?
We lost to Michigan
Florida
State.
Michigan State. Florida State. Yeah,
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Yeah. Yeah, we was right there in all them games. So respect. But yeah, Larian, what's up? What you want?
Well, you know, this is the thing, man. Typically, I actually plan on coming in here and being like the rah-rah guy, but since y'all boys done gave out 10-2 and 11-1, man, I'm gonna be Debbie Downer a little bit, man. I'm gonna go 9-3.
Oh man, no more Debbie
Cake. Debbie Downer. It's just to provide a little balance for the show. No, this is the thing. I was ready to go 10-2. And then Meezy said 10-2. I'm like, all right, cool. And then you go 11-1. I'm like, all right, well, somebody got to bring in a different energy on this. So I'm gonna go 9-3.
You think we beat one of A&M and Clemson, or you think we lose both?
Yeah. In my prediction, I'm gonna go down the schedule. Yeah, I think we pull off one of those games. Actually,
so we lose two games. We're not supposed to lose. Well, I don't want to say two.
One game
would be okay. Yeah. People get it.
I think the Clemson game is the only game that still got me worried. Just the fact
Death Valley.
The talent that Clemson brought, the Death Valley, Dabo's still there, so the team does have a still elite atmosphere of winning games. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But, why we got to go there two straight games, though? We went there two straight before this? Because we played
Clemson. It was the Kobe year.
Okay, he wasn't even supposed to play Clemson in the first place.
But hey, man, I think we could play with him. I just think in the end, that game, you know what I'm saying, Clemson would just have that upper hand because they just used to beating us like that. But things could change, you know what I'm saying. Maybe we'll play this in November anyway, so things could change.
Because we got a new OC and new DC too.
DC.
Yeah, things could change, man. And the reason why I said 11-1 is because I'm looking at it like this. Like, after we play Clemson, we play Pittsburgh, right?
Yep.
So I'm like, maybe those two games will be one of the games we end up losing. But the beginning of the season, I think we man, everybody talk about Texas, man. Texas and them, they don't scare nobody.
All right.
Jim, so let's see what that quarterback they trying out there.
Well, he was a starter in previous to the injury, so what you about to say, Ma?
I was going to say X stole my 11-1 thunder, man, because I thought we were going to
win. Oh, that's what you was saying? Yeah. Right, hey. I mean, so you going 12-0?
I think what's going to happen is I think we beat Texas A&M, and there's just going to be one fluky loss during the season, maybe one of them Virginia games. We'll go over the schedule later. But I just think when you look at each game individually – we like every team have either a new coach or OC, so or new coach, new quarterback. So every team's gonna be fresh. So we'll see.
Yeah. All right. So I'll tell you what we're gonna do. Let's start with we're just gonna run down the schedule, man. We'll start with Bethune-Cookman.
And before we get off Bethune, we gotta talk about that score thing me and you was talking about, Larian.
What score thing, bro?
Remember, we was like just now, like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, so to make Bethune, yeah, I'm glad you said that because I totally forgot. To make the Bethune game somewhat interesting, what is the score you need, X, to be satisfied with that game? Because we all got it as a W.
Is the line out for that game? I ain't see it earlier today.
Not yet.
I doubt it. They probably put that out like.
Yeah, like 5 minutes for the game.
5 minutes for the game. Yeah,
man. But for me to be satisfied, it got to be like 56. You know, I want us to score 56, and I don't want them to score nothing. It got, that's the only thing that's gonna make
me. That's how you gonna feel good. Ooh,
yeah. I mean, then I expect it to be more than that because it's just, it's Bethune Cookman. Like, they shouldn't even be on the same field with us. Like, it's a,
and it's not the same. Yeah. Like shout out my co-host on Roll Up, CJ. They not as talented as that Bethune Cookman. That Bethune Cookman that hung in there with us for like a good half. Actually had like a lot of a good amount of D1 transfers and all on that team as well. So I wouldn't expect that. What's your score? So
yeah, he said I found the line. Zero. My bad. I found the line. It's 45.
45 is the line.
The line's at 45.
Damn, they that bad?
We should hit that in the first half, man.
Damn. Not even just they that bad, but people expected Miami to be pretty good this year too. But me, okay, I'm gonna say 52-6 because that covers.
52-6, okay. Me satisfaction. Go ahead, Mark. Go.
I was gonna say for me, it's not the score. It's just when the second half comes, I don't want to see anybody who I need to see all season playing the second half. Because North Carolina had to play Fam in that third by the late third quarter. So as long as Tyler on the bench. As long as I want to see that walk-on running back by the start of the third quarter, that's what I want to see. I want to see everybody sitting by the third. Whatever the score, no, score.
North Carolina only minus one to App State Saturday too.
Yeah, because of the family.
Yeah.
And the game's at
getting their bag a little bit for that game.
Yeah.
And it's an away game for North Carolina.
Oh damn, it is.
Oh damn.
Yeah, I'm gonna say 52-6. I'll give him 6 points. I'll give him 3 field goals or something. I'll give him that. It's so hard to shut out a team. You know what I'm saying?
Not really. Like, not that type of team. Like, really, honestly, when they get them 6, I'll be like, they just like, hey, man, let them boys score, man.
I'm just thinking, like, yeah,
in the fourth quarter. They got a whole season to play.
They get 2 field goals or some shit. Ain't going to go in no drive, though.
Right.
They going to march for it.
They be like, hey, man, throw a pick right here, young boy.
All right, mine's 52-6. X, what you said? You said
56-0. I don't want
him
to score at all. Y'all want
him
to score.
I'm gonna be nicer. Satisfactory for me would be give me 52-6.
That's what I said.
Yeah. That was you had?
I said 52-6, right? Yeah.
All right.
Well, y'all like right is right.
52-7. My bad. All right.
They ain't making an extra point with me. No.
I see. You got it with 2 field goals. I got it with a weird touchdown, but missing the field goal. That's what I had. But I'm going to let him get the extra point, man. So 52-7. Oh, let's see how that plays out ultimately. So, yeah, we obviously all got that one putting us at 1-0.
Let me ask y'all something. Week. Would a 42-7, would that bother y'all?
No.
Nah.
It's how like it's 42-7.
Would it bother you?
21-7 at halftime?
The only way it bothers me is if it's like takes us 4 quarters to get to 42.
If it's like 28-0 at halftime or something, I'd be creeped.
Yeah, because it's like at that point, you're definitely not playing. If it's 28-0 at the half, right, which that's 2 touchdowns.
I feel like that's possible, though.
No, I do. And man, I think
that's 2 touchdowns per quarter.
They're just not going to play nobody else. No starters from there from henceforth. So
even if they don't play any more starters, but, I mean, I think offensively, even if you put in Jake or Jakari, the offense should keep rolling.
It's going to roll definitely with Jake.
Yeah, so that would be like 2 more touchdowns. So let's say they did it 2 more times each quarter, it'd be 56-0.
It's 28 at halftime.
Like I said, maybe they get some weird, you know, like I said, fluky.
I'm thinking about that, something weird, yeah.
Fumble.
I'm looking at it, man. Halftime, it should be halftime. We should have 40-some points, and they should have nothing. And then you could just say, okay, now we finna start experiment. You know what I'm saying? Let's run the play we never gonna run before. We never gonna run ever again. Yeah. Let's run this play. You know, stuff like that, putting in the different little packages with players. Because again, it's really a live practice. This is really a live practice. You got some people with other jerseys on now. So
nah, that's what it's supposed to be. Yeah, I mean, it ain't. It's so funny because somebody showed me where Duquesne beat us.
1934.
Like, yeah, pre-segregation. Come on, man. Desegregation. Come on, dog.
Man, that was.
It was a Florida State fan too. I said, "Come on, dog." Pre-segregation.
I was doing the Jim Crow era.
Yeah,
right?
Jim Crow era, man. Get out of here, man. Offensive lineman was 180 pounds, man. 6 foot, man.
Duquesne might have had two titles during that time. You know how shit get flipped.
Yeah.
Any FSU fan, do they know anybody that was alive during that time?
No.
And they probably gonna say no. So how can you even bring that up? Like, really? But it ain't.
It's funny. It's cute.
Yeah.
Next game. Let's get to this next one, man. We spent all that time on Bethune-Cookman. That's
crazy. Right.
I mean, but it's the first game, man. We're excited. I think we're more excited than the coaching staff and the players.
I just want to see them boys out there, man.
Because it's a new era. It's a new era, man. You know,
yeah, we're so sick of that. Oh, man. We ain't even going to talk about that. But, yeah. Next game.
Yeah, it's just finally there's investment in football. And that's one thing that I don't care what no rival fan will ever try to tell you. Miami has always won in spite of. It has never been supported as a football program. That program just happened to get good, and then, you know, they'll wave the flag, but they didn't ever put the money behind it. So this is the first time, Hurricanes fans, that the school has actually invested in football. Just know that. So that's why it's exciting as a new era. So we follow up the next week. The very next Saturday at noon, we play Southern Miss at home.
That's a high noon game.
I don't know why I kept thinking it was Middle Tennessee.
We got them the week after.
They the fourth game.
Those two games mixed up. I thought it was Middle Tennessee this next Saturday and Southern Miss the fourth week. Oh, but it's okay. They got the little homie Frank Gore Jr.
Frank Gore Jr. He not scoring though. No disrespect.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you.
No disrespect.
That game becomes a little. It's not gonna be hard. If it's hard, then we
got a long season ahead of us.
But I feel like it's. You know, I say 45, maybe 45-6. They get two field goals, maybe.
God. I'm going to give them more love than that. I'm going to give them I'm going to go Canes 41, Mississippi, Southern Miss 10. 41-10.
They get a touchdown and a field goal?
but it's never interesting. But it's never interesting.
Be, man, Coach Steele and Charlie Strong ain't going to be happy about that.
But it's never interesting. It's like,
it's the starter still playing in the fourth against our third string, and they get that
right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
did you watch that thing when Antrell Rowe said he like, man, when he got there, and when they got in the game, Ed Reed, you know, and all the older guys told him like, you know, if they score, y'all not playing no more the rest of the season.
Right. Yeah. I heard him say that. Yeah.
Like, we need to be back on that, boy. If y'all in the game, and they
like
still.
I like that.
Playing no more. Like, Coach Key was in the game.
I like that energy. We'll see if we got them dogs.
What you say, Measy?
What you got, Measy?
No, I'm going to say, like, what I said first game, 52-6. I'm going to say 48-6.
48, so you had 2 points than me. You had 3 more points than me. So we gonna kick a late field goal.
I'm gonna say 48-6 because I think they're gonna try to pull the starters as early as possible because the A&M game the following week. They ain't gonna try to show too much at all.
No, that's too close to the game to pull the starters. Starters gonna play full until maybe half of the third.
So you think we gonna beat them the same way we beat Bethune?
If we, I mean, if we beating them like we beat Methuen, then yeah, the starters.
But what's your score? What's your score then? What's your
mine
score?
Mine is 48-45-6.
Okay.
Okay. And you said Methuen.
And I'm saying like the starters will probably be pulled maybe beginning or halfway through the third.
No doubt. All right, Mar, you want to give the score
Southern
on that
Miss,
one?
Southern Miss is still a Division I program. Like,
right,
don't
right,
act
right.
Like they true, don't true. Got talent. You know what I'm saying? They got talent. They just don't have as much as we do. So, you know, you just
that's
don't
why
say,
I said 48-6,
okay,
though, because I had 52-6 for Methuen. So, yeah, I got them stopped. Yeah, I'm gonna
I'll say 41-14.
Okay. All right, I like it. 41-14
look kind of creep to me. I'm not gonna lie.
Right, like you said, that's a Division I school, man.
Yeah, the spread's probably gonna be 20 something. It's a noon game. You know, you want to get the players out of there as fast as you can. So, I mean, we comfortable. I ain't said we gonna struggle to get to win 41-14, but it might be 41-7. They tack on a late little touchdown.
Right, I see that.
Okay. Yeah, respect.
All right, let's go next week, man. Week after that, we have
A&M.
Texas A&M, man. Miami.
Jerry World.
Is it? No, that's not. No,
that's a Kyle. That's a Kyle Stadium.
It's a Kyle Field. Yeah,
yeah, we playing at Kyle Stadium, man. We ain't playing. Look, if it was at Jerry World, we might have the disadvantage. I mean, we might have the advantage.
Bro, I'm not.
If it was in Jerry World, I'd be going to the game because I wouldn't have to take no second flight or ride on the road for
night. Drive another, yeah.
Bro, you know what's crazy, bro? This whole time I'm thinking that game was at. I didn't know that game was at.
You didn't know that was we got a home at home. So next year we got them at home. Yeah, next year we got them at home.
It's gonna be loud as fucking that bitch.
All right, we're gonna put the pressure on me. We're gonna keep it there. We're gonna keep the rotation the same.
A&M, Miami.
I don't care much about the scores with these teams once we start actually getting into, you know. But give me a win, give me a loss. You ain't even got to do a score. Score is more for those little, you know, warm up games. We win this one, we lose this one.
Man.
And why?
I think we lose by less than six or less.
Okay. Six or less.
And I only say that because going at Kyle Field at 9 o'clock at night, that's a 12th man, it's gonna be rocking in there, obviously. Nationally televised game.
Yeah.
We haven't played good at all in a big game like this. Mm-hmm. And so me seeing us, I'm not taking no like moral victory, but us losing by six will show me, okay, these boys fighting.
Yeah, we're getting in the right direction.
Right. We're going in the right direction. So I could see.
Yeah, I mean, no moral victory, just a realistic observation. That's fair.
Yeah, because I think the line might be like A&M by like eight or nine, maybe.
I don't think it's that big right now.
If it's eight or nine, minus Texas A&M, I'm putting everything I got.
I got to do some six. All right.
Yeah, I have to look at the line. I don't think it's that big right winning. Now.
You got us winning the A&M game?
I got us winning.
All right, why though?
Because for one, I don't think Jimbo is very confident with his quarterback.
Me neither.
You know, I don't think the defense is there just yet. I mean, you know, obviously everybody said, they've been recruiting. But they just not there yet. You know what I'm saying?
They're not. Next year, they probably will. But them,
I think we're going to go into that game. We go into that game with a coach who actually coached and won a big game before. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's been the problem in the previous seasons. We haven't had a coach that won big games. You know what I'm saying?
They went up to the Horseshoe last year and won.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we're going to win, man. I think it's going to be like 31-17.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Making some noise. Okay. I didn't really have a score in mind for this one. Let me see. Give me Miami 31. A&M 24. I actually got us going on the road, getting everybody super excited. as a fan base and the nation. We jump up to number 10, you know, because they right now they number 6 in the country, I believe. We're 16. It's gonna build some excitement there. Give me that one. I got us at 3-0 at that point.
If we beat A&M, they probably gonna jump us like at number 7 or 6 or something.
Yeah, the jump us out. You gotta take into account that other teams might lose that week too.
And we went on the road at nighttime in Kyle Field.
And it's a 2-ranked team where one team might be if A&M ranked 6 and you on week. I mean, I'm pretty sure we'll jump up to probably like 12, 13, 14 by the time that game come. So now that's a big game that weekend, and you win it. Now everybody starts saying UM is UM. What everybody else been predicting? They got a new staff, and the team is kind of serious now. So
yes, I think A&M will probably be at like number 4, 5 or 4 by that time that starts. I feel like maybe somebody dropped in front of them the first 2 weeks. A&M don't play anybody, I don't think, before us, just like we do.
Nah, they don't play nobody. Yeah. They got some cupcake games. You just got to look, because, you know, you got Oregon and Georgia play.
Florida.
Utah got Florida.
Oregon, Notre Dame play Ohio State.
So you see what I'm saying? So you got games where teams going to lose. Somebody's going to lose. They got to lose. So you just look at it like that.
Yeah, but Florida ain't ranked, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, so they just saying it anyway.
Oh, yeah. And I think Utah ranked behind, and I think Utah number 7. They behind A&M.
Yeah, so Florida losing that game ain't gonna mean nothing anyway.
Right. Yeah, it's just gonna be what they thought they are who we thought they were. So Meezy, that is your first loss, right?
That's my first loss.
You guys said 3-1.
And I had us at 10-2, so that's our first loss.
Yeah, that's your first loss.
All right, got us at 3-0. Meezy got us at 2-1.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I got us at 3-0. You got us at 3-0. And Meezy got us at 2-1. All right, next week, Middle Tennessee State at home.
49-7.
God damn.
49-10.
We ain't giving up no points this year, huh, Larry?
I like it though, man.
We on a revenge. Like, no, we not even on no revenge tour. We just on a kill tour.
I think that kill everything be elite for real tour.
I like it, boy. X ain't fucking old, man. I like it, man. What you got, Meezy?
I'm going to say 55-10.
Woo. Man.
I'm going to say 55-10. I really think that defense is going to eat this year, bro. Like, real talk.
I like it.
I'm going to say 55-10.
I agree. I think defense is going to be super tough again this year. Middle Tennessee State, they tend to put up some halfway decent football, but I'm with y'all. I'm coming off of a confident win on the road against, A&M at Kyle Field at night. I'm going to go no field goals. I'm going to go 49-13. That's what I got that one. Still undefeated.
Touchdown, 2 field goals.
Yeah, touchdown, 2 field goals. That's how I got them boys. Late, probably first drive field goal, something like that. Early drive. We got to make a few little adjustments. Maybe a field goal. Maybe not first drive. Let's say second or third.
All right, so you 4-0.
It's 4-0, yep. 4-0. So it's X, and you guys are 3-1. All right, here we are now. Back at home again, though. UNC.
And we just had a bye week, too.
Absolutely. That's right. Absolutely. We had one bye week.
So we prepared and rested.
And it's ain't Manny. So about a bye week ain't
all right.
It's the only coach I know that just come off a bye week and lose every time.
I don't think we never won off a bye week with him. Maybe one time.
I think he won one.
what was that, the North Carolina game, North Carolina State game last year, maybe?
I can't remember. I think he ended up with one all in all.
All right, so he like 1 for 7 or something.
Yeah,
like
it was that.
Right, he got some crazy game. Shit like that. Yeah,
and he almost blew that one too.
Let's see. I'm gonna go. I'll start us off on this one. I think North Carolina gets up for us, plays a different game. But I'm gonna go Miami 38, North Carolina 24.
Okay, respect. You got to win it by 14.
Yeah, I got us winning by 2 touchdowns. Yep.
You said, say the score again. You said
38-24. I think they're going to be, they, you know, they've been a thorn in our side for the last, you know, few years. I believe they're up 1 in the series. I think we snapped the little streak. And we beat them pretty convincingly. But I think UNC plays a different game when they play us.
Yeah, for some strange reason, they play like they got nothing but guys on their team.
Yeah, they just up the level, man. They just play at a different level.
The boys just came from Mount Olympus, ready to play football against you.
Yeah, real shit. I'm gonna say
31-27 Miami.
Oh, you got a Super Bowl game.
Yeah, I just feel like Mac Brown. He's gonna try to keep it going. He's gonna try to throw everything. I feel like the North Carolina quarterback probably get better by that time towards this. By that time of the year. So I'm going to say 31-27 Miami. We at home too. 31-27, that's me.
Ma, you want to go before I go?
Yeah. This is, of all the games on the schedule besides Florida State, this is the game I want the most. Like, I'd rather lose 2 other games and win this game. Like, if we go 11-1 and lose this game, I'll be pissed about the season.
Yeah, I ain't trying to lose this game at all.
I can't lose the first ACC game in North Carolina. So I got blowout. I got 48-20. I think it's gonna be the first ACC game. I think we're gonna really put it on them. I think players are gonna get that payback.
Like it.
Damn, man, that was, you said 48-20.
48-20, yeah. We won it by
18-20. 28. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I love it. All right, so that game, that's like I said earlier, that's my birthday week. Tailgate.
That's my birthday week too, yeah.
So far, my birthday week tailgates. I think I'm undefeated. I think I'm like 5-0.
Oh, you are.
I think 5-0. So I'm rolling with, you know, I'm rolling with the win. I think it's gonna be maybe like 42-24.
Okay. So you and Marlon the same thing, pretty much.
Yeah, because I just think they defensively don't look good at all.
Damn, yeah, you weren't moving that thing.
They might get better offensively, but I think our defense is going to get better too. You know what I'm saying? So, Steele's going to confuse that. The quarterback is his first year playing. Yeah. Steele's going to confuse him. So,
I just think Mac Brown going to get him up because, you know, I think Mac Brown knows what's at stake with this Miami. Like, if Mac Brown get blown out against Miami, that might be it for him in the ACC. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, then tell him to get ready then, because it's up.
No, respect.
The nightmare over. It's done.
All right. Okay, yeah. So.
Nope, Virginia Tech now.
Virginia Tech on the road. This will be our second test on the road. Second ACC game.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one that kind of got you to worry about, because we played them at Blacksburg, yeah, and it's
probably gonna make that a night game.
Man, now, of course,
unless they trash, if they man, super they
gonna make,
trash,
it don't matter if they trash, they gonna make it a night game. They know.
Well, if we good, they gonna make it a night game. I feel if one of us good, they gonna make that a night game.
Good thing is, it's not as close to Halloween as it normally used to be when we play up there, because we used to have some problems up there, but.
This is our first loss for me.
Damn.
I can't really explain it other than Remember now, I'm being negative Nancy.
I thought they got no talent on that team.
In my mind, let me be honest with you. In my mind, I don't see us really losing this game. But like I said, I decided to play, you know, the heel, the negative guy. Always tough to play in Blacksburg. October will be cool. We won't be freezing. And the Sandman will be going crazy.
It's a track game, man.
They'll be tuned up a little bit. Yeah, it might be the first track game. I agree.
You got the high of beating UNC finally. And then you got the
And we undefeated. Undefeated on my schedule. We're undefeated. Beat A&M. Man, we can't lose nobody. I think there's a little lack of focus there. A little bit, maybe too much. Smelling yourself a little bit. And it's our first loss for me. I'm going to say Virginia Tech, 34, Miami, 28.
Ooh, 34-28.
And I think that 28 is a late touchdown to make it look better on paper. Somehow we're going to be a little lack of focus on the team in general, and it's gonna be the first one we drop.
Nah, I'm saying we win in that game. The old regime is dead. we gonna be ready. We're not gonna come out flat. I mean, even if we do, I think they'll be prepared to get us ready. I'm saying 38-17, UM.
That's kind of like what I said, ain't it?
You ain't say nothing yet.
I was about to say, you ain't say nothing about the last game.
He said nothing about this game yet.
So you said 38-17. That's funny, because I feel like it's going to be
38-13. And this is going to be Virginia Tech. This is Coach's first year, right?
Yep. And that Virginia Tech team is lacking a lot of talent, too.
I agree. I just think they pulled some weird shit. I agree. And again, this is only because I wanted to go ahead and be the negative guy, since you guys are super positive. Realistically, I don't think we lose this game either. I'm just being real with you. But I'm just saying it could get spooky, weird, and we end up dropping this game. So we'll go with that one. I'll tell you what. Let's put a quick break right here. I'm going to take a leak.
All right.
If y'all want to use the bathroom or something real quick, and then we'll come up. Yeah. We'll come back, finish the rest of the schedule, man. We'll wrap up and get on out of here.
All right.
All right.
All right, boy, good.
Yeah, man. They know you. All right, let's see. We're going to roll back at about 125. All right, so, okay, it's first half of the C's, second half. All right, we got, we'll be back at home on the very next week on the 22nd of October against the Duke Blue Devils. Another team with a brand new coach, very little talent. It's probably, you know what, this is going to be like my biggest blowout of the year, man. Man, we're gonna whoop on them people something.
55-10.
55-10. That's what you got in there.
Show our former strength and conditioning coach what a real strength and conditioning program look like.
It would look like down the stretch a little bit. I'm gonna go. Man, this team is gonna be super trash, dog. We're gonna accidentally score 63, man. 63-3. Accidentally, man. We just gonna get dumb.
You say 63 to what?
Three. I'm gonna my say first just like crushing everything.
49-0. 49-0, man.
49-0. Yeah. All right. So where we at record-wise now, right? So that's game seven. I'm 6-1. Y'all boys excited. Still 7-0.
No, no, I'm 7-0. Meezy's 6-1 because he lost to Texas A&M.
A&M. Okay. All right. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm 6-1. I got it at 6-1 right now. Yeah, I'm
still like gotcha, you. Gotcha. All right. Appreciate that. All right. Then we take the show on the road next week on the 29th of October. We go see the Hoos. Going out to Virginia, and we play Virginia on the road, man. Easy, what you got, man? You muted. Go ahead.
I got at Virginia. I got 40. No, I got, I'm going to say 35-17.
You think Brendan Armstrong only will give him 17?
He only gonna give us 17.
Okay. I like it. X, what you got, man?
I got 45-21.
God, that man, we is gonna be. Oh man, it's gonna be the funnest hurricane season I watched in a long time, man.
Long time.
This is gonna be lit. Virginia has been a thorn in our side for quite some time. So I'm gonna go. Miami 31, Virginia 27.
Say it again.
Miami 31, Virginia 27.
Oh, so you think Armstrong like that for real?
Yeah, he's a fun college quarterback. Virginia's a pain in the neck for us, man. You know what I mean? Some teams, you know what I mean? Like, they don't even be that good. It's just like, damn it.
Like, yeah, I know what you mean, too. They've been playing us close so long, the players on the team know, okay, we usually play them close. So,
yeah,
I get that.
Yeah, man. All right. Let's see. Then we got very next week. We're at home versus Leon County.
Ah, that's an easy one. It's an easy one, man. What's going to be crazy is I think I'm going to create some search to say, thank you, 4th and 14, for that game. And then we're going to go out there and beat the boy like 42. I might give him 13 points.
Ah, man, we contenders, man. We contenders, man. What you got, Measy? 42-13.
I got 38-17.
All right.
I got 38-17. I think TBD gonna be real mad about last year, and TBD throw 4 touchdowns.
I like it. I'm gonna go something similar. Kinda. I got TBD. I like TBD with 4 in the air. I'm gonna go with you there. I'm gonna go 31-23.
31-23.
Yeah, I think they're gonna have a pretty solid D this year. That'll keep them in some games. Bit of a revenge game for us. I think
you got Tyler 4 touchdowns and a field goal.
They're not gonna keep them in the game with us.
No.
Cause nah, our defense finna go. We finna kill them.
Hmm.
That little like slot it. Receiver they got playing quarterback, we finna kill
him. That's gonna be a night. Definitely gonna be a night game. Mario's first Florida State Miami game. That's gonna be a night game.
It don't matter what time.
I don't know, man. The boys got to be something now. If they ain't nothing, that's going to be a 3:30. Couldn't know what they looking at.
They going to die that night. We murder, kill.
God, all right, look.
He like said murder, kill.
Murder.
Hell nah.
All right. So then we pack our bags, man. We're going down, or going up, excuse me. To Atlanta, play Georgia Tech.
Are we gonna beat the brakes off Georgia Tech? I'm gonna say 31-7. I think G.L. Collins, mm-hmm. he's a good defensive-minded coach. He might try to hold us at bay a little bit as long as he can, but 31-7.
All right.
We're going to pick Sims off like three times.
Yeah.
I was going to say like 20.
Yeah, because they ain't got that running back no more.
Oh, yeah, Gibbs, he gone.
Yeah.
I was going to say 28-3. I think we'll come out vanilla that game because of the game afterwards. So.
Okay. 28-3. I don't mind. I don't hate that. I'm going to go 38-13, Miami. So far, I still only got us with one loss. So, y'all can tell how the rest is going to go. Yeah. So, we're going to see next week, all right? Next week after that, November 19th, on the road.
I'm going to start off with that one.
Death Valley.
I got Miami 24-21, but we down 21-17 with a minute and 30 seconds left, and TBD marches down.
Oh, man.
That's it. That's what I say.
Let's go.
24-21, and TBD marches down. That's TBD so marches basically down, and he TBD edge, and he first round top 15 pick.
So basically you saying that – that drive, that game is the game that TBD gonna win the Heisman or something? Cause
that, honestly, I didn't want to say that, but he gets invited to New York with that game.
That what it sounds like. It sounds like you just said that. So what we down?
Let's go.
We down by what, four, and TBD. Oh,
he in New York.
Go.
In New
York.
Minute 30 seconds left. TBD marches down, and we down 21-17. We win the game 24-17.
Big vibes. I like it.
I'm gonna say. 24-17. No, because you just said 24-17, right?
Yeah. No, I said 24-21. Yeah, we down 21-17.
I'm going to say 24-17 Clemson. I think it is, there's like both teams to start out fast in the first half. The second half, you're going to start seeing the defense just pipe down and barely giving up anything.
I could see that too.
And
Death Valley,
and then you know, then it's gonna be, you know, whichever team that don't make the most mistakes, maybe a special teams here and there. Because you could win it if the special teams, you know, do something, or you know, we play the flip the field thing, flip the field advantage with our punter. So, but as of now, I'm gonna say 24-17, man. I mean, I just gotta give it to them. They just talent it all over the board, man.
It's my second loss for us, man. Tough one on the road, but we fight and we show some respect for the first time against Clemson, and Lord knows when. Because I mean, it's been an ass.
The last three's been like probably like 200 to like.
Yeah, it's like, bro.
40 or something.
Yeah, exactly. This time, no, we look like we belong a little bit. I am going to give this one to Clemson at home. Probably a night game because I still got us having a tremendous season, right? I got to go for the fun of it. 24, Clemson. 21, Miami, man. Close game. I don't think it comes down to a field goal. I think they'll be up. 24-14. We'll pull a drive off with TBD to make it a 3-point game. We'll lose the onside kick. They'll kneel us out, man. They'll kneel us out ugly at the end. We just needed one more drive to kind of pull this thing off, and they're going to end up recovering the onside, kneeling us out, and we're going to lose a heartbreaker that we felt like, man, we just need a little more time on the clock.
When we all got it being a close game, though, which is a positive.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, Land got us 8-2. No.
Yeah, you got us losing. Nah, that's your first. No, yeah, Virginia Tech right. and Clemson. So
second 8-2. Loss.
Yeah,
9-2. Yeah, 9-2 because we on the last game now.
Last I'm at game, 10, is, and I'm at 10-1.
All right, last game of the season, man.
Oh, Maul said too. Maul had to go, y'all, but he said his only loss.
Yeah, his only loss.
He got us at 11-1.
He has 11-1. The only loss being against Clemson, man.
And shout out to D. Raw. He just tweeted the 26 Degrees account. He said first three games he got 51-10 over Bethune, 41-17 over Southern Miss, and he got a 27-20 loss to A&M. So he pretty much saying the same shit I'm saying. I got it by six or less. He got it by seven. So shout out to D. Raw.
And by the next show, I got to set it up. I want us to be live on YouTube. So
yeah, we can do that.
Look out for that. We're kind of still setting up how our recording schedule is going to go for that. But by the next show, yeah, that way you guys will be able to pull up and catch us live and catch all the shenanigans, which we usually don't have a lot on this show, actually. It's usually pretty smooth. Look forward to that. I'm gonna set all that up. So here we go, season finale, and then we're gonna get out of here for the night, man. Last game of the season, November 26th, at home against the Pittsburgh Panthers.
I think we bounce back. I think we go ahead and put
45-24. I got it. I got us losing
28-24.
I said 45-24,
not 35. Oh, you said 45-24? Yeah, 45-24. Man, we're going to score on them. They can't stop us.
I got us losing 28-24, but we still go to the ACC championship game because that's our only ACC loss.
Gotcha.
Okay. And Pittsburgh has three ACC losses. They just happen to pull one out. And Narduzzi pulls one out.
Yeah. I'm kind of on the same page. I think we have two, but I think we pull this game. We lose this game on some fluky shit. It's just going to make me mad. Like, it's just another team that I'm like, man, Pitt just gets on my nerves, bro.
Yeah.
They're not going to be better than us at anything. But somehow we just not going to handle business, unfortunately.
And I think our players know, too, that game. Well, my prediction, we know we in an ACC championship game regardless, and they might have a little blackout game.
I keep saying that, like, Danny Menez is going to be coaching.
No, I know.
No. It's not even that, right?
Yeah.
It ain't just about Danny. Just because it's not.
It's the first Danny's year with coaching. The new culture, too, and all
right. Right. It's Danny's players.
Right.
Because we still got wide receivers that can't catch. And that's so Danny's guys. That's Danny's guys. So we got
Danny's we got a guys who couldn't
tackle, you know? So, yeah, I got us actually taking an embarrassing loss against a team not better than us.
At the crib?
At the crib, man. Something weird, man. I think we blow that game and look kind of goofy, like
31-17. Okay.
Very close.
Right.
Very close. Now, keep in mind, I'm going to say this last time because we're about to leave. That's not how I really, truly feel, but I want to give it some negative energy to these guys. You know, not even negative energy, but just provide a little more fun and balance on the show with, you know, the worst case scenario. I don't think we lose that. My actual gut feeling is 10-2, probably with a loss to Clemson. And I can kind of stick with Virginia Tech. I think some reason we'll lose a game on the road to them. But for the sake of having fun on the show, I went with the worst record that we had at 9-3, and that being that one. But yeah, man, that's it. So after this one, man, we'll be back after the first game of the season. We can talk about that and start looking forward to the next show, man. Football's here now, baby.
It's here, man.
Man, listen. We getting out of here, man. Any shout-outs? Anybody want to, you know, holler at anybody?
Shout-out to the fans, man, as always, man. Long off season. thank y'all for rocking with us, man. We're going to keep bringing y'all the good content we bring, man. Football, like Larry said, football is here, man.
Yes, sir. Smell the
shout
grass.
Shout out to the fans. Shout out to the Hurricanes. Shout out to everybody who been rocking with us. Excuse me, from day one. Shout out to everybody who been rocking with me, Footballville, Caneville.
Shout out to them boys, Football Caneville, for sure.
No doubt.
Shout out to all the high schools in South Florida that went up and beat up everybody this week, past weekend. big tailgate coming Saturday. We'll be in the West Orange lot. So you pull up, you know how I get down, man. It's going to be lots of food, drinks, party. It's a big party, man. Season is here. We here. The nightmare's over, man. We here.
Hey.
Yeah, man. I just want to, before we get out of here, man, I just want to shout out all the old listeners, the new listeners, and my team in general, man. We accidentally kind of we kind of slid over our year anniversary, man. We done been doing this over a year.
We did.
We kind of accidentally did that. So shout out to y'all for being down, staying down, and just rocking with us, man. We appreciate every single listen and every single fan. We're gonna continue to be fan friendly. Reach out, man. You know, reach out. It's funny because we came with that energy from the get-go. And some people was like, why you hit me? I'm like, I'm not going to hit you up. But if you hit me up, be like, hey, can I pull up for the show? Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Y'all got to do it, man. Hit the line, man. We got the phone number on the Twitter page. Or just hit the DM, man.
We got Gmail. We got DMs. We're going to continue to keep it fan-friendly because it's the shop. And nobody is bigger than nobody in the shop. The mayor getting the same haircut as the mailman is no different. So
and it's the same price.
It's the same price. Absolutely. So that's the vibe, man. We're going to get on out of here. This is the latest we ever recorded, I think, man. But it was fun. It was fun, man. 26 Degrees. We'll be right back next week. Love.
All right. Peace, y'all.
Peace.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.